Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 618 Brock Hunter.
Yo. Yes.
All right.
What's up, man?
I got us in a little bit earlier because I want plenty of time to talk about this weekend. Let's get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag Showtime Cam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown, maybe multiple touchdowns like the Bucks did. Jesus. Good Lord.
You know what? Shut up. I know you got into sports earlier because you wanted to talk about Tom Brady losing. It doesn't happen often, so I'll give you one. How about that? Well, hit. Tom Brady beat your boys. Tough luck.
I promise you I wasn't going to take this angle, but what I think we need to focus on is what the hell is going on in the NFL. There's no, like, consistency, really. It's all over the place.
It is. I keep saying it. Any given Sunday, you guys play the Lions, you're like, oh, it's just going to be an easy week. I'm like, no, it's not. Just because this team isn't have the greatest records. They're all professional football players, guys, which means they're all one percenters out there starting and just anything can happen any given Sunday. And it proved it yesterday for sure, man, especially with the Bucs. Last night, if you guys watch it, Saints beating the Buccaneers 38-3.
What? I mean, absolutely. Say that score again.
38-3. All right. They destroyed him. I get it.
That is crazy. No. I don't care about Brady. How do the Bucs only score what?
Drew Brees. It's just to get that momentum going, dude, and it just nothing clicks.
I mean, man, and I don't know what the Saints did because the Saints have not in they are 6-2, so I don't want to say that they're not a good team this year, but they haven't looked. Drew Brees has not looked like his normal self. All right, mm-hmm. The guy is 41 years old. The Saints team itself has taken some hits, all right? They're mm-hmm. kind of a shell of a team that they've been. And when they've been down, but God, did they just embarrass the Bucs?
You can't give Drew Brees any time in the pocket.
No.
He'll just pick you apart all game, and that's what they did. They gave him too much time, man. He got the dance around in the pocket a little bit last night, and it just proved you can't do that. Because even if the guy's not open, he's going to thread the needle.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's no pressure on Brees, fat chance you're going to win. Just saying.
Well, so. And everyone, too, saying, well, he's lost the long ball. Well, guess what? You don't need to win games with the long ball. You don't.
You know what? That's such a trash statement to me, I think. It really is a trash statement. Go, oh, he lost his long ball. Dude, we're talking about Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks ever. I'm sure he can still bomb the ball if he wants to, guys. He's a professional quarterback that can whip it. Trust me, he didn't lose it.
No.
Bunch of armchair quarterbacks out there.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
How did he even make it in the NFL?
Yeah, you know what? If you can't throw a spiral, you can't say anything. You go outside, you throw a ball. Oh, he doesn't have the long ball. You can't even spiral it. It looks like you punted the ball. Bunch of armchair quarterbacks out there thinking they know what they're talking about. Jesus, you didn't even play the position. Shut up. Anyway, sorry, you can tell I'm a little bitter from last night.
Tom lost. He's a little grouchy.
I know Tom lost. It's okay. He's got plenty of wins. He'll be just fine.
He'll be fine.
Moving on, though. Let's talk about some more scores, man. Seahawks losing to the Bills. Damn, 34-44. Big Bills are no joke.
Bills are no joke this year, and I never thought I'd say that. So.
Oh, that must have been a shootout. Like I said, I missed all the games this weekend. We were doing some stuff, so this is new to me as well. Houston Texans beating the Jaguars 27-25. Lions losing to the Vikings 20-34. I caught a little bit of that one here and there while we were doing our thing yesterday. Giants beating the Washington football team. It's still weird to even read that.
Yeah.
The Washington football team 23-20. Close one there. Dolphins beating the Cardinals 34-31. Let's see. The Broncos losing to the Falcons 27-34. Ravens beating the Colts. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, not a good day for you either.
Suck it, Brian.
24-10. Kiki's Chiefs nearly losing to the Panthers, but squeaked one out there. 33-31. Kansas City, man.
We didn't have a chance to watch it because it just wasn't on regular TV. So, and we were just running errands and everything like that. But. She was just keeping up to date on her phone, and she's like, "Oh my God, we're down. They were down most of the game." What?
God. Was it yesterday the game where Mahomes did he like motioned himself? Did
yeah,
you see that?
Yeah, he motioned. It was a scoring drive. They scored on that, but yeah, like he motioned, took the snap, did kind of like a boot around, and
yeah,
he
acted like he was talking to the tight end or something. He like walked to the side and like did like a motion by himself and started pointing to like the tight end, and then they like snapped the ball and then he kind of motioned back and grabbed it and booted around and threw it to the. It was a pretty sweet, slick play, man. You watch that play and you're like, damn, the coaching staff really does just let them do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. Because
they're that good.
Well, and you wouldn't be able to pull that off with 90% of the teams there. You know what I mean?
No, you're going to snap it, fumble it. It just, you know, even though they're professionals, that's still a sketchy run play there. So there you go. Chiefs proven to still be the Chiefs, man. Bears, sorry for you Chicago fans out there. Man, that was a rough one. 17-24, losing to the Titans yesterday. And Cowboys, man, Smith's out there listening. You almost had it, buddy. Dude, they could have. They could have came back and beat the undefeated Steelers in the very end of the game, and they lost. I watched the end of that one as well, which was pretty wild, man. It came down right to it, right to the last play. And Steelers beating the Cowboys 24-10 there. And there you go. There's your scores from over the weekend. I got some other stories, but I'm going to save them for next week next hour. So.
No, save for next week. It's fine. That's
next
fine.
Week. Hell with them.
All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 725. Brock Hunter.
Let's do this.
Damn.
Yep. So is that PS released yet or no? PS5?
No. Is it released? I think so. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. We've just been talking about it for 2 months. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, let's get to sports.
Okay, then.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Hit us with it, buddy.
You need to do some scores here real quick. I got some stories here for you, man. Saints beating the hell out of the Buccaneers last night. All right, go ahead. Give it to me a little bit, Brock.
I'm not going to because the Bucs beat up on the Packers, but we beat up on the Saints. So where are we at? Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? Are we going to have the Super Bowl this year? What is going on in the NFL?
Where am I? That's basically what they're saying on the field.
Yeah.
Crazy game last night. If you guys watched some games over the weekend, some great games over the weekend as well. Seahawks losing to the Bills, 34-44. Good. It's a lot of points right there, man. Didn't get to see the game, but heard it was kind of a shootout there. So Texans and Jaguars. Texans beating the Jaguars, 27-25. Another good game over the weekend. I'm just trying to hit the main ones here, man. The Bears losing to the Titans, 17-24. It's a little struggles over there, man. No worries, though, Chicago. You'll be just fine. Who else played? Cowboys, Steelers. That was a crazy game last night. 24-19, Pittsburgh still proven to be undefeated there. But, man, you see Roethlisberger on the side of the sidelines last night. And the very last play comes, and he just takes a deep breath. You could hear a sigh of relief when he found out that they won. So,
yeah,
crazy.
That is
crazy.
Closer than I thought it was going to be there. So,
yeah, especially with, you know, Dallas and their, what, four-string quarterback?
Jeez. The water boy playing right now. It's nuts, man.
Seriously. No joke, man. The guy from the stands. It's like in hockey. That guy you can get chose from the stands to be the goalie. You run out of goalies. Let's move on to some stories here, man. Baseball. During Joe Biden's victory speech on Saturday night, Washington Nationals posted an invite for him to throw out the first pitch on opening day next season. So there you go. I don't know if you want him to throw the ball. Those arm might fall off. You know?
Hi.
Put them back together. But, you might see Joe Biden out there. Dude, what if he whips at, like, 95?
Just straight like up rookie of the year. Is it just,
Holy God.
He gets signed to the team. It'd be great.
Did somebody clock that? That was, like, 97.
Amazing. He killed the catcher.
Years old. his glove puffs up with dust. Basketball news. While it's not official yet, looks like the NBA and the players have agreed on a schedule for the 2020-2021 season. NBA draft expected to be held November 18th. Training camp is expected to start December 1st. And if everything goes according to plan, we'll see the first regular season game on December 22nd, just in time for Christmas Day. It's kind of weird because basketball just ended. Now it's going to start again. It's like they get no break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a weird year, guys. Chalk it up, 2020.
That's the best way to describe it.
Go down in the books for just a big head scratcher, dude. You know? So there you go. Here's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.